It's time to rise up, and it's time to bring you Rise Up Radio right here on WBAI.
Sufoca um grito, a sec que eu morro, a sec que eu fico, a sec que eu morro, a sec que eu fico.
Good morning, this is Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM in New York and WBAI.org, where the next generation of activists joins the Pacifica family. Welcome to today's show. I'm Kat Aaron, one of today's hosts, with Saki and Doug. Rise Up Radio is a radio show by youth about youth activism, and you are hearing in the background Zé Ignacio from Paulo Flores off the Afro-Portuguese Odyssey album. We're trying to warm you all up with some hot sounds on this cold morning, and it is 17 degrees.
Today we are talking politics. We'll hear from the organizers of the People's Primary starting today in New Hampshire, and we'll hear about the organizing already taking place here in New York around September's Republican National Convention. We'll also be hearing excerpts from yesterday's rally in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The show is jam-packed, so keep it tuned.
But first, here's some of the latest in youth news.
In late December, Mayor Bloomberg announced that he plans to implement a school safety plan that is likely to endanger the civil rights of high school students. Perhaps most troubling, he has increased police presence at 12 of what the city terms, quote, the most dangerous schools. Commissioner Ray Kelly was quoted as saying, "We have 150 police officers now assigned to the problem schools. We will double that to 300. In addition, more security guards will be assigned. The mayor also plans to create at least 8 more reform schools and suspension centers for New York City teenagers. In response, the Justice for Youth Coalition met on January 12th to discuss the mayor's plans. If you would like to be involved with the efforts to end police presence in high schools, contact Chino or Liz at 718-260-8805.
More local education news. Officials from the Department of Health and Department of Education announced this week that it will take the city at least another year before local schools have even a plan to get in compliance with a state mandate to teach sexual health. Dozens of students testified at a public forum this week, all saying that they have never received sex ed or HIV prevention information at school. The New York AIDS Coalition recently corroborated earlier reports of a widespread failure to teach any sexual health classes at schools throughout the city. The New York State Assembly will hold hearings on the issue on February 5th.
In national news, this month, the Senate will consider a bill already passed by the House, H.R. 3077. If passed, H.R. 3077 authorizes Homeland Security to select an 11-member advisory board that will review curriculum at public colleges and universities. Title VI funds will be used to fund these efforts. In particular, this bill will target the views of authors like Edward Said, who criticizes American security policies.
In international news, in Venezuela, where two-thirds of the population is under the age of 19, two districts in Caracas, Chicao and Libertador, have recently elected youth mayors. In Chicao, 12,000 primary and secondary school students recently elected a youth city government that included a youth mayor and seven town council members. When asked about the role of the new youth government, elections coordinator Emilio Raterol commented the youth mayor must be consulted regarding decisions that affect or involve children. The elections were inspired by the Law on Protection of the Child and Adolescent, which was enacted in 1998 with the aim of giving children and teenagers a voice. And this week, Tom Herndl, the 22-year-old British protester shot by Israeli soldiers, died after spending the last 8 months in a vegetative state. Herndon was shot in the head while trying to assist a group of children that came under fire in Rafah. Herndon was an aspiring photojournalist. He wanted to find out for himself what was going on, cover these stories, and bring the truth back to Britain, his sister told England's Telegraph newspaper. Mr. Herndon was only in Gaza for 5 days before being shot, during which time he photographed children and international solidarity movement activists opposing Israeli bulldozers, as well as children playing in the ruins of bombed homes in Rafah. The Israeli army recently filed charges of aggravated assault against the soldier who shot Herndon after intense pressure from his family and concerned advocates. The charges will likely be increased to manslaughter now that Herndon has died. Visit www.tomherndall.co.uk. That's TOMHURNDALL.co.uk to see his photographs and make a donation to a peace fund established in his memory. That's some of the latest in youth news for Rise Up Radio. I'm Kat Aaron.